Bottom of the 7 o'clock hour, Wednesday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show, exactly 7:29 to be precise. Welcome to the program today. 8 o'clock this morning, Lorene Gilbert, Wealthwise Financial Services, and the Wealthwise Moment. Tomorrow on the program, if you're tuning in tomorrow, we got to talk about it again because it's out there again. A highly immune, evasive Omicron offshoot that this time has another trick up its sleeve. We'll cover that tomorrow, but I just wanted you to be aware of that conversation we're going to be having. In my time off, I've been gone now a few days. One of the things, of course, that is most important and on everyone's mind this morning occurred on Monday night during the Buffalo Bills Cincinnati Bengals football game. Damar Hamlin, Bills defensive player, just fell out. Boom. Just dropped to the turf after a tackle on Monday night. And this will open up a lot of conversations about the protection of athletes in the game itself. And we'll touch on that at some point. I just hearken back. The moment that I saw that, I hearken back to a couple of moments, really. In 1990, for instance, Giant, and I've always been a Giant NC2A basketball fan, but in 1990, that was the year the UNLV Running Rebels just cleaned house. But that year, the best player in the land was a guy by the name of Hank Gathers. Hank Gathers played for Loyola Marymount. And I say that, knowing that Larry Johnson won the best player of the year that year. Hank Gathers was the leading scorer in the nation 2 years running. And then the third year that he wasn't, his freshman year at Loyola, he was the second leading scorer. But he was the leading scorer in the nation 2 years running. Just an amazing physical athlete. And he had Loyola himself and Bo Kimball. Had Loyola marching that year. Well, one day out of nowhere, the coach calls a timeout. The team comes to gather, and in gathering, Hank Gathers fell out, and right there on the spot, died of cardiac arrest. He was 20 years old, and this is back in 1990. And then just last year, I was watching soccer. And a year before, it was the Euros, the 2020 Euros, and a guy by the name of Christian Eriksen, a Danish midfielder who, for good fortune, came back from it. He suffered a cardiac arrest on the pitch and had to be carted off by ambulance. And he, by the way, was able 2 years later, just a few weeks ago, to play for Denmark. He's back. He recovered from it. Unfortunately, Hank Gathers did not. Christian Eriksen did recover and was back on the pitch and playing for Denmark. And it was just wonderful to see. And we're curious. We're waiting with bated breath for news about Damar Hamlin. Damar Hamlin's 24 years old. And currently in critical condition. They had to resuscitate him and revive him twice, we heard yesterday. And we know it. We've known it for years that heart disease is this leading killer around the world, and it's the top cause of death here in the United States. It killed an estimated 17.9 million people in 2019, and that represents 32% of all deaths globally. But not all heart disease is the same. It can affect the blood vessels to the heart or brain, heart muscles and valves, and other areas of the body. We know that cardiovascular disease can require long-term treatment, or they can come on suddenly and seriously. So Damar Hamlin suffered a cardiac arrest and collapsed on the field, as we saw in the first quarter of Monday night's game. So cardiac arrest, let's get to the differences of the three things: heart attack, cardiac arrest, and heart disease. Cardiac arrest results from electrical disturbances that causes the heart to suddenly stop beating properly. In cardiac arrest, death can result quickly, as we saw with Hank Gathers, if steps aren't taken immediately. It might be reversed if CPR is performed and a defibrillator shocks the heart and restores a normal heart rhythm within a few minutes, which is what they did with Damar Hamlin on the field there. About 8 to 9 minutes after he initially fell out. More than 350,000 cardiac arrests occur outside a hospital in the United States every year. It's a sudden, unexpected loss of heart function. It also results in a sudden loss of breathing and consciousness, of course. It's not the same as a heart attack, although almost any known heart condition, including heart attack, can cause cardiac arrest. Another emergency that can lead to cardiac arrest, it's called commotio cordis. It's a disruption of heart rhythm after a blow to the area directly over to the heart at a key time during the heartbeat cycle. And that's what a lot of people are thinking right now. It was induced by that tackle. Even though that tackle with T. Higgins, he tackled T. Higgins on a play, even though it wasn't as brutal as you see some tackles, the tackle itself, the impact with T. Higgins itself may have actually led to that commotio cordis, the disruption of heart rhythm directly over the heart, because that's what it looked like in a key time during the heartbeat cycle. It's rare, but it mostly occurs in young men during sports. The American Heart Association says it's the leading cause of deaths in youth baseball here in the United States, typically 2 to 3 per year. Automated external defibrillators have helped increase the survival rate, of course. So the difference between cardiac arrest and heart attack. Unlike cardiac arrest, a heart attack is a circulation problem. When circulation is blocked or cut off in some way and blood is no longer supplied to the heart muscle. And that can damage the muscle. It's commonly described as a heart attack. Doctors might refer to it sometimes as myocardial infarction. Blockages causing heart attacks are mostly caused by a buildup of plaque in the arteries. Plaque forms when cholesterol combines with fat, calcium, or other substances in your blood. And combined, those elements, they harden into a plaque, which can then rupture, causing a blood clot to form. Large clots can completely block the flow of blood through an artery, and people who are at risk for heart attacks are people who have a family history of it, having high cholesterol, having high blood pressure, diabetes, lack of exercise, cigarette smoking. And the major risk factors that doctors always discuss are those. Another less frequent cause of a heart attack is a spasm caused by tobacco or possibly some illicit drugs like cocaine. If you do a lot of blow, you're going to feel that heart. You're going to feel those spasms. That disables the heart muscle. A tear in the artery, though it's rare, can also, by the way, result in a heart attack. And heart attacks, and we all know, yeah, they can be fatal, but they don't automatically lead to death. Immediate emergency medical help can often prevent a serious outcome with a heart attack. So heart failure is a condition that occurs when the heart essentially, because the heart's a pump, when it can't effectively push blood out through the arteries and the circulatory system to the body's other organs and tissues. Congestive heart failure, which you hear a lot about, is a worsening of this general condition. It means that blood flow from the heart through the arteries has slowed down, while blood returning to the heart through the veins has begun to back up. It's like a traffic congestion. And combined, those things cause the congestion. It's a blood traffic jam in the body's tissues. And the result is edema or swelling, usually in the legs and ankles. And though edema can happen anywhere in the body, heart failure also impairs the kidney's ability to dispose of water and sodium. And that causes even more swelling. When you have pulmonary edema, when that happens, fluid collects in the lungs and that interferes with breathing. And conditions that can lead to heart failure, as we all know, include high blood pressure, diabetes, obesity, coronary artery disease. And when plaque, of course, builds up in the arteries, causing them to narrow and increasing the difficulty of pumping blood. So those are the three, and there are differences within them. We will, of course, as I mentioned, keep an eye on the condition of Damar Hamlin. And we're, of course, as you know, we're hoping for the best. Everyone is. 7:38 the time.